Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Dairy Board trains farmers in pesticide treatment. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Several dairy farmers from the hillside community in St. Thomas are benefiting from pesticide training and treatment of animals thanks to the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, JDDB. The training is part of efforts by the Dairy Board to reduce parasite infestation among animals. Focus areas included how to apply ticucide and demonstrations using spraying and the pour-on methodologies aimed at encouraging farmers to utilize good agricultural practices and ensure that animals produce healthy milk. Coordinator of the Dairy Sector Revitalization Program, Byron Lawrence, says the training was geared at improving milk production in Jamaica, as pest infestation, if left untreated, would affect the health of animals. Mr. Lawrence says this would later lead to a reduction in the animals' capacity to produce milk and impact production at the national level. He says the implementation of good agricultural practices by the dairy farmers was necessary to ensure that the milk produced satisfies the required quality standard for its intended use. Mr. Lawrence says best practices are essential for the viable operation of dairy enterprises from an economic and environmental perspective. The Jamaica Dairy Development Board will also be conducting training for farmers in the communities of Danvers Pen and Georgia in St. Thomas, where it was observed that a number of the animals needed priority treatment for parasite infestation. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica 4-H Clubs will be hosting a career fast-track session on Friday, February 3, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at its head office, located at 95 Old Hope Road, Kingston. Young persons ages 10 to 25 years are invited to come out and learn how to get your career in agriculture off the ground. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here at JIS Radio. And now for our proverb of the day. Beat Kwako, but give him kwati. Translation, beat Kwako, but give him his kwati. A kwati is a coin worth 1.5 pennies used during colonial rule. It is also known as the penny ha-penny. A similar proverb is cost dog but no tell him bout im teeth no white. Translation, you can scold a dog but don't tell him that his teeth are not white. And both proverbs mean don't be biased, always give credit where it is due.
Christmas may be gone, but the season of giving is all year round. Save a life today by signing up and coming out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on February 7. Just call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact info to radio at jis.gov.jm and sign up. Visit us Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road. You're someone's type. Let's connect and save a life.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.